We're up to Siman Shinayin Tess. Which, if you want brachas, you may have heard of, but most people find the Shulchan Aruch very surprising. Unless our Sephardic Chaverim have practiced this, I don't know. But let's see. It says here, Shulchan Aruch, Shinayin Tess, in Birchas Hamazon, Bebeis Ha'avol, when they bench in the house of an avol, it's not talking about the Suda Savra, it's talking about the entire Shiva. Aymer bracha revius benusazu. We say in the fourth bracha, after Baita Bracha Yushlaim Amein, the bracha we call Ateva Ameitiv, should say the following nusach. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Akel Avinu Malkeinu, Bayreinu, Gayaleinu, Kedeshenu, Kedesh Akaiv, Hamelech Hachai. So why Hachai is put in? Hatayva Ameitiv, Kel Emes, Dayin Emes, Shefet Bitzedek, Vechulu. Now, in case you don't know what the Vechulu is, the Rama adds, Lekech Defashis Bemishpat, Shalit Bayalama, Elasis Baykutsayne, Kichaldur Achav, the Bemishpat, Venachtu Amai, Vavadav, Ubakel Rachachiav, Lahayda Israel, Lavarchai, Gaide Pirtus Yisrael, who Yigda Pirtus Azais Mialainu, Me'al Ove Alze, Lachaim Ulishalain. So, yeah, okay, very good. So this is the, what? Everybody's benching. Whoever's benching.
Now,
what? So I don't know what happened to Adi Reinu. Okay, to Adi Reinu, by Reinu. And, the Sephardim have him benching by Adi Reinu. Kelavino Malkeinu, Adi Reinu. You don't sing it, you can't. Now the Mechaber leaves out the three Hatovis and the three Hagmolos. The Mechaber leaves out the three Hatovis and the three Gamalanus, and the Shach puts it in. The Shach in Aleph and Beis adds Huaytiv Umeitiv Uyaytiv in Aleph, and in Beis he adds Hugamalanu Hugamalanu Gamalanu Hulu. So. So it seems the Mechaber holds out to say the three that you can understand. Oh, why we don't say it? You don't say it, really? Yeah, okay. So the question is why we don't say it. I'll answer you in a minute. Let's just see Beis. We're not done yet. Now the fourth bracha, which was Niskan, when the Meisei Beitar, when the Lekvura, we understand that some sort of a Shaychis Tavelus. What about the third bracha, which is Abinya Yerushalayim? So yesh my sifim bebracha shlishis nachem hashem lekedu asaveli yushalayim asaveli havelam amisablim ba'oval hazeh nachme me'avelam misabche biyagaydam ka'amor ki isha asher imay tenachmeinu v'gaymer, and the shach is the v'gaymer kere anachdu anachemchem mishlayim tinuchamu, which is from the avtair of the shivet and chepta baruch at Hashem v'nachem tziyay b'binyin yushalayim. So it changed not only in Bracha Revius but in Bracha Shlishis as well. So it has Adi Reinu. Alright, so anyway, so Aleph, thank you, is to the Bracha Revius and Beis is to the Bracha Shlishis. The question why it said Akel Avinu Malkeinu by Reinu, it leaves out Adi Reinu, so I don't know. It looks like by Reinu is replacing Adi Reinu. In the Nusach of the Mechaber, no, Mechaber's Lashon is Bakeinu Adi Reinu Gayaleinu. He doesn't have Bayreinu, so it looks like the Bayreinu is replacing the Adi Reinu for some reason. And now the question is actually in this center. It has said Birch Samazan La Avelim it sticks in Adi Reinu. So I don't know. It doesn't have Bayreinu. I don't know. The Shinu Nuschais is always puzzling. There are a number of brachis which the Gemara says Beferish the Nusach, and none of our Sidurim have it. The Tfil Sederach is one example, and the Birch Silonis, there's a slight change in our Sidurim. So I don't know the reason. But what? What? Oh, okay. So whatever the prata may be, what? Yeah, I meant the slice we have that are different than the Gemara. But anyway, the question, of course, is why we don't say this bracha. So, there's a difference of opinion here between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan says that there's no excuse. This bracha should be said, and there's no excuse for not saying the bracha. It doesn't... I'll tell you the excuse in a second, but he says the excuse is not a good excuse. What is the excuse?
No, he said that his time people didn't say it either.
Yeah, he's saying that. Well, he doesn't say nobody says it, but he says there are mekilim, and he doesn't agree with it. Yeah, contemporary of the Mishnah Berurah, who died probably 15, 20 years earlier. In our Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch Kuf Pei Tes, Nusach Bracha Revius, the Mechaber there says, "Bebeis Ha'avol Aymer Baruch Hashem Lekeinu Melchayla Vakeil Avinu Malkeinu Bayreinu Gayaleinu Kedeshay Shachar Melach Chayat Tayv Ameitiv Kelemis Dainemis Vachulu."
No,
it does say Adireinu. It's missing. Still missing Adireinu. Bayreinu says here also. The there the Mishnah Berurah says the following. He says. He rather says on the Mechaber Lefiza in Oimer Beis Avol Gimel Atavis Lekimel Gabulais Ubishach Shein Tzayver Ken. He says the Shach disagrees. Then he says Ve'im Be'inon Leze Asara Oilai. Do you need a minion of 10? Ayin Yeredei Shinai Yites Ubachrei Nimsham. He says, do you need 10 people for this? See, he doesn't say not to say it. He says, do you need a minion? Ayin Shinayin Tes Ubachraidim Sham. Now before I show you who he means by Achraidim Sham, if you turn the page, it's let's know Siv Gibel and Dalit. Siv Gibel first, Yeshai Bibrucha Zimun, the Varach Menachem Avelim, Shachalu Mishalai, a third change. Then in the Zimun you say the Varach Menachem Avelim, okay. Dalit. Bishabis. Now we're going to places where they had this Nusach. What do you do on Shabbos? In Beiruch B'yachid, I begin Malaveilim, Mavarach Kadesh, Mavarach B'chayil. You say this Nusach, just like you would do during a weekday. Ditzinahu, because it's not for Hesia, it's just one person, or three Aveilim. V'ochlu Acherim Imai, Ubarachu, Heimaskirim En Amura, Kivdik Acherim Latzinahu. But since there are others around, it's not B'tzinah. Now, we'll talk about Tzinah later. But the point is, it's clear from the Mechaber, you don't need a minion. Mishnah Berurah says, do you need a minion? Look at Shinayin Tes. It's very clear you don't need a minion. He only mentions it Agav. He says, Bishabbos, if it's a Yachid, a Gimel Aveilim, you say the Nusach. So it's very clear that he doesn't hold you need a minion. Who says you need a minion? Who says you do need a minion? Not the Mechaber, not the Ramah, not the Shach, not the Taz, but the Be'er HaGoyla, here on this side, at the end of the Siman. If you look at the Be'er HaGoyla in your copies, it should be the fourth line. Mashaloi Reisi Noyagin Lahaisif Birchas Aveilim Bebracha Revius. It's the Be'er HaGoyla who brings this idea that we're not Noyag to end this first bracha. Nu Yastaiti Shesabchai Divrei Taisit Subestav Hei Reish Amid Be'er Sheikhichu Sham the Birchas Aveilim Eini Ela Basara Chekas Chus Merab Tu Frei Shein Vav Chekas Be'isem Shem Rab Bala B'shem U'B'shem HaRab Just the Rab Rutenberg. So he says, oh, here we have a Makar. Be'er HaGoyla says that if there's no minion benching, it's rare you have a minion benching in a Beis HaAvel. So then you don't add this bracha. I'll get to that soon, but I'm talking now about this idea, why we're not knowing this bracha totally. So the Be'er HaGoyla says we're not knowing the bracha because of a yeshayim that you need a minion. And the this is brought also, I believe, in the Yad Avraham at the bottom. He just says, I Be'er HaGoyla, Mashloi V'sinayin Ken, he brings the Be'er HaGoyla. So it's a little, to say the least, a little unusual. You have a Ferisha Halach in the Gemara, at the Shulchan Aruch twice, one in Arachai, one in Yeredeya, and the regular Mepharshim, the Gra, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, and the Shach, nobody says any reason not to say it. And yet, it seems to be that none of us has heard of it being said. I don't think our Siddurim have it, although by the Sfaradim, and this is, I guess, a regular Siddur, they do have separate Birchas Hamazon Bebeis HaAvel. They have a separate Birchas Hamazon La'Avelim, and it makes these changes. Yeah.
Why would you need a minyan?
Why would you need a minyan? Because the minyan started with a minyan. The minyan started in Birchas HaRachava. They used to make this bracha in the street. They used to, the Sudas Havra used to be in the street. They used to go to the town square and do a Sudas Havra, and they had special brachas they did, which nobody is naive. They had one bracha connected to Menachmim, one bracha connected to Avelim. They had all ceremony, which were not naive. And that needs minyan. And they bench, so they didn't need minyan. What?
That was all with wine, all those brachas.
Okay, so it's after it is, so it's not with wine. But all right, but the point is that whole Seder, if you look at this as part of that Seder, then it's part of that Seder, which generally, which needs a minyan. That's the reason. What? I think it's because the whole ceremony of Birchas HaRachava, which requires a Zuxum, was one big gathering of Nichum, of the Chama. The Aruch HaShulchan brings this shita that you need a minyan. He says it's a das yachid, and it's very strange to be chayshish for it. Now the Baragala brings more than one name, but he calls it a das yachid. Truth is, all of them could be the same Rabbi Rutenberg. The Mesiah is the Rabbi Mishem Rutenberg, and the Taisis could be from the Rabbi Rutenberg, and what was that? Chumas Maram could also be from him. So it's not so clear. Now, I've never seen, certainly Magashkenaz, I've never seen anybody have this minig. I'm curious what Rabbi Yashiv did. So someone's nice enough to give me a sefer Rabbi Yashiv's minhagim of Avelus. Rabbi Yashiv. Ravadi, I don't know. But he says the following. Shaila ha'im noyeg l'maisa levar birchas aveilim. Shuvas Rabbeinu zu halacha b'gemara b'shulchan aruch. Rak loy noyegim mishum rechayka ha'metziyas shal asara. Sarach asara aveilim dafka. He says that you need 10 aveilim. So it's taka unusual that you should have 10 aveilim together. So he writes back, he asks him back, Lo Risi Mishakasu Shitzarach Minyan Avelim Dafka. Who says he needed Minyan Avelim? So he says, Abiyosh says, Kain, Yesh Lecha Yitzar at Phyllis. Al Kapanim Echem Yachrei Naomi Mephurish Lai Dagum, they shame Minyan Shal Avelim Dafka. And that's what he said. So then he writes, on another occasion, somebody asked him, he said, Rotsi Shalai Yechul Asar Avelim Yachad, Shalichnu So Safik Yibrachazu. So, alright, so the meaning is not to do it. Even Anshi Yerushalayim don't do it. So certainly, at least by Ashkenazim, at least we haven't heard of it. It's funny that that was just not
even no minyan, someone wants to do it, he can't do it.
In other words, what's the Aveira? Mishanam Metveya Shetavu? That's called Mishanam Metveya.
Was Mishanam on someone that he wasn't blood altered? Sure.
Who said he did this bracha for benching?
So the point is, to get to 10 Avelim, they have to take it that they have to be for the
I think 10 Avelim means 10 that Halacha recognizes.
Is that
what Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't mean, I don't think it means people who, we said if somebody feels the Avelis, he could pray for Avelis, but.
Okay.
I'm sure Rabbi Yashiv didn't have the minute to walk around the block, but we can look for it later. The Siddur at Tzfilis? He's afraid to write Tzfilis Siddur, but they write in the footnote, they didn't find it there. So, be that as it may, we're not knowing it, we're not going to change anything, this is the way it's done. Sifei is Ovel Mistarf Latfila Lazimun Bein Legimel Bein Lasara. We know an Ovel is Mistarf to Minyan, and that we're familiar with. Two other points. In Baragayla Aleph, the Pisne Tshuva Aleph, he brings the minig that the mezamin should be the Ovel. He brings the Ayin Shilus Yaivit Shekasa Bashadagu Lass es kaisho bechasamazen lava loy niska bishum paisik. He talks about that one second. Hamidig ba mi mashar bechazal oval meisiv bereish. I'll tell you where it says oval meisiv bereish. Kivadas is sarlas ruchim. I don't know what the Lash is Silas Ruchim, it sounds like Rabbi Yaakov ended. Yes, they didn't God Lebais Asuda, Shemais and Mike, I'm a God Lebavarech, to Lash Lebesaim. So, Dafka Shivisime Aveloi, Meshenke Mishai Yom and Shiyud Beschaide, Shemai Din Kadima. He says it's only in the during Shiva. What?
The art scroll has the Birkat Avele, Birkat Avele,
the art scroll iPhone. What about the art scroll Suda?
It's not always practiced. He says, look at the Birkat Avele.
He says to look at the Baragaila. iPhone people should look at the Baragaila. They should have a link. Okay. But the anyway, what the Pesachei Tshuva does bring here is from Yaakov Emdin that the minig is that during Shiva he leads the Zimun. And Yud Beis Chaydish, he says there's no Makar. You started to say that people do Yud Beis Chaydish. Okay, so I'll tell you the makar would be there's a Ramah in Shinai and Vav where the Ramah brings all the Menhagim of Kaddish. He doesn't say anything about Berachas Hamazon, but he does write that it's a Maila when he says a Maila to Dam for the Amid. Says Chenagu Lahaftir Benavi Uspalarvis Mitzray Shabbos. He brings a Maila for an Avol to get Maftir. And especially to have a Maramitzai Shabbosis. Now, what is getting maftir anything to do with Avelus? What? Yeah. So the best back is Shinai and Vav, the last larger, long Ramah. The last Ramah in Shinai and Vav. At any rate, the point is. Well, what is Daf Torah? I think the idea is he's Maitzi Acherim, just like David for Amidus, he's Maitzi Acherim. And since the etzim of Birchas Zimun is to be Maitzi Acherim, it could be that's where it comes from, the minute to give it to an Avol to be Mezamin. But be that as a... What? You talk because you make more brachas, but that has nothing to do with davening for the Amid.
No, not Amid.
Yeah, Daf Torah, okay. Could be. So at any rate, this is the sif. Agav, there's something here in this sif that's a little strange. How do we understand Dvar Shabitzina and Dvar Shabitzina? We understand it's a rule. Avela Shabitzina is naig, and Fahesia is not naig. A novel type Shiva, he wears shoes. It's Fahesia. Why is he doing this in the house alone? He has to take off his shoes? Because now it's Sinna? Never heard of such a thing. But his house only has to sit on the floor. We understand Dvar Shabitzina and Dvar Shabahesya are klalim, and that's the way it is. So Sif Dalid seems to contradict that. Sif Dalid says that when he's benching himself, so it's in he says these brachas. And he's benching with others, so that it's Farhesya, then he doesn't say the brachas. That Knech seems to be inconsistent with the regular rules of Avelus and Farhesya. What? Minamara means Avelus. Birchas Avelum. Yamara means what happened. It doesn't mean Sevach Litzenu. No. He means this bracha. This bracha was saying over here. So, right, it doesn't make sense to skip or save Sevach. Minamara literally means that which took place. So it's mentioned sometimes for Shabbos and Yom Tov here. It means that.
Erev Tishrei by a person by himself.
So the mafsekas were knowing not to eat with the mezumim. With dafka don't eat mezumim. What? Not when it's Shabbos. So why shouldn't he sit on the floor after Tisha B'Av? Right, all Shai lives on Shabbos.
But
that's Sina. Gimel Avelim is Bitsina. So I'm asking you, if you have in your house, only people are Avelim. They take off their shoes and they sit on the floor? It sounds like that's Tzina. That's not Emes.
According to him?
I says, you would. And we're going to see. It's not so, if we get that far. So it's a little strange that here it does it. Could he be probing Avelis and showing Avelis? I'm not sure. Okay, Simi shouldn't pay. Devarim shavel asa behem. Okay, shin pei begins 10, 11 sifim, simanim, of rules for an oven. Now, we're going to do, we only have a few weeks left till our summer break, so I'm going to try to do more or less one topic every week. Sif Aleph lists the topics, and then the simanim go one after the other. It goes from one to the next. So the list is Sif Aleph, Elu Dvarim Shavel Asa Behem B'Malacha, one, is Asa to work, Rechitza V'Sicha, bathing, Milas Asandol, wearing shoes, Tashma Shamita, Asa Likris B'Taira, Asa B'Shir HaShalem, U'B'Kvisa, that's seven, Kvisa is laundering, Chai Batifa Sarai Shukfiya Samita, these are things we'll have to see how we're naig, Atifa Sarai, they would wrap their heads, and Kfiya Samita, they would turn over the beds, Kal Shiva. He's not allowed to wear tefillin the first day, even after the kfura. After the kfura, when he goes back, he starts making brachas. And a matter of fact, if the kfura is by day, he has to say brachas atayra, which he missed in the morning, but not tefillin. He's also to wear tefillin the first day, no matter what. And there are things that he's also for the whole 30 days. And that includes certain types of giyot, it's fine laundering, and taspires, his haircuts, simcha, yichikera, the whole 30 days. Chol de b'yavei l'stayig, and baby I'm b'yavei b'alayim. Okay, regarding not wearing tefillin, the atum min hagim in Klal Yisrael, if it's only yayim hakfura, which is also yayim hamisa, and then everyone's nayig, if it's Yayim HaKfura and Yayim HaMisa, nobody wears tefillin. If the Misa was on one day and the Kfura was on the next day, so the Pais can bring Chilufei Minhagim. Today, no one knows his minig, unless they happen to belong to a Kehila that knows its minig. But the Mishnah Berurah, I think, says that Stoma, if you don't know your minig, you do not put on tefillin. That was the minig of Rav Klal Yisrael. If it's Yayim HaKfura, She'ena Yayim HaMisa, you do not put on tefillin. I think in the Heights maybe they do. I think someone once told me. What? Maybe without a bracha, okay. They put on when it's Yayim HaMisa, She'eni Yayim HaKfura. But Stoma, if you don't know your meaning, we do not put on. All right, so Sif Aleph is an introduction. Let's go to Sif Beis.
It will never be 2 days.
What?
It will never be 2 days.
It will be 2 days. Oh, yeah. Yayim HaMisa was one day, Yayim HaKfura is the next day, so it will be 2 days without tefillin. Okay, the rules of work, business, during Shiva. I think you all know that the halacha is that the Aval himself doesn't go to work. And I think that pretty much people stick to the question of what the others doing his work, others doing his business, is the main shiloh that comes up. So there are 24 sifim here. I'm not going to cover all 24. What I'd like to do is go through the basic ones that are Negei Ledina, and we'll see exactly how they apply, and we'll see the Halacha L'maisa. So let's learn the first three or four Sifim and see. Well, in Pasha Sol Dina Avelis Darabanan, Yayim Risha, in the Gemara's expression, Avelis Yayim Risha Dairaisa. Gemara's that expression, Avelis Yayim Risha Dairaisa, but the Rosh in Ksubis says that only means not to eat Kachim and Maisa Sheni, Avelis Yom Rishon Dereis. It says by Aaron Akayin, but other things are drabonos that were added. There are others who hold that Hanhagas Avelis Bechlal is Noyeg on Yom Rishon in Atayra. The drabonin plugged in what's called Hanhagas Avelis, but certainly more than Yom Rishon is not Dereis. So let's learn the rules for Malacha. There are two exceptions. One is a Oni in Sif Beis. And the other is a Davar HaAveid in Sif Hei. So Nick, we want to see are these two exceptions, Sif Beis and Sif Hei. So let's see, Sif Beis. Malacha Ketzad. Kol Gimel Yamim HaRishayim Asa B'Malacha Afilu Ani HaMispaitis B'Na Tzedaka. We have here a difference between the first 3 days and the rest of the 7 days. The first 3 days, Asa B'Malacha, even Ani HaMispaitis B'Na Tzedaka. After the third day, If he's an Ani, he can do bitzina in his house. If such an Ani, he doesn't have what to eat. Visha tava bepelach besayich beisa, and a woman could do her piecework in the house bitzina. Avl amru chachamim tava me'era l'shchenav shetzichu l'kach. It's the curse on the neighbors who didn't give him food that he should have to come on to doing work. Let me finish and then I'll explain. Okay, the Ramah says kider shemut lichte b'chalamayi kachmut lichte b'me'aveloi avloi b'nyanacher. This doesn't mean it's like Shabbos. That's also b'malacha. Means like chalamayi that it's also b'malacha. And b'meila. So there's an issa malacha. We have a heter for an ani the first 3 days. How much is the first 3 days? So the first day is the day of the kvura, which anyway you probably wouldn't go to work. And then one more day, and then the third day. The third day is a machlaikas, if you say mixasayim kakulai. Rikiva Ega brings from the Chachmasadam, they don't say mixasayim kakulai. That's 2 whole days. But the Arachashulchan brings from the Mashal, you do say mixasayim kakulai, and the Gashrachayim passes like the Arachashulchan. Which means it's not that many days, because the day of the Kfura is not going to work anyway. So it's one more day, and then the third day, mixasayim kakulai. Businesses don't usually open by sunrise anyway, so the mixas hayay makes the third day be of little consequence. So we have here a heter for an ani after 3 days, but in Baruch Hashem it's not shchiach beineinu because side people give them what to eat. It's not shchiach, people don't have what to eat. But we'll see in a minute the rules of Davar Aved, where this whole discussion becomes very negeya. Mm-hmm. Let's just go straight to Davar Aved, the source of Gimel. Don't think it means only work, let's say plowing or sowing. No, it means also business. To travel for schayra. Sivdalit filu. What? The cholamayid it said in the Ramah. The Ramah said in Sivbei is like cholamayid. Zivdalid, afilu davar aved aser, havalasais, bein hu bein avadav shivchaisav. Even a davar aved, he personally is not allowed to do it. Now here it gets tricky. Him, his servants, ubanav uvnaisav shemasi adayem shaloi. Some of these people have a shiloh, they have their son in a business or a brother in a business, whether the brother is considered him or somebody else. So it says him a fairish in halacha. It depends if it's a son who's Saimach HaShulchan Aviv, Shemaisi Adeim Shalai, then it's Aser. Otherwise, it's Mutter, a wife who's Maisi Adeim Shalai is Aser. But a B'nai Sav, Maisi Adeim Shalai is Aser. Sifhei, Aser Lasis Malach De Adi Acherim, Afilavi Kechavim, you're not even allowed to have Goyim doing your work. Elam Kenu Dovera Aved. I said, that's our discussion. That's really the whole discussion. Halacha lemaisa is what constitutes davar ha'aved. Should davar ha'aved mutar lo v'lasis ayde acherim? Davar ha'aved you're allowed to do through others. Afilu davar la'asav b'mayid mishum tircha mutar afilu b'mayse uman. You say for davar ha'aved, the avil himself doesn't do it. The mechaber holds the avil can't do it anyway. Others can do it for him. Ramah says yeshayim mehula yachalasis ayde acherim v'davar ha'aved. It's something that only he could do. Sometimes some businesses are tied to the individual. So if it's a davar aved, he could do it himself. So here it's important. Look at the words. After 3 days, you could be mekel. And during, if it's hefsid meruba. That means that after 3 days, it doesn't have to be hefsid meruba. Even Shastama Hefsid or Davar Aved, it's already mutter, because that's the language that he says. So the question is what the Gedarim of Davar Aved are, and how we define it, and how it works. So, if you're not going to work, you're not going to make money. You're going to lose money. You lose your vacation days. If you're employed by somebody, yeah. So the question is, if you're self-employed, not going to lose money, you're just not going to make money.
But you have to write, are you allowed to write checks to your employees during the availability?
Kederach shemutah b'chalamayit. You could do things, yeah, but not to do, we're not talking about business now. We're talking about these type of things. Now, what? Is it a hefse meruba? Well, we say hefse meruba is the first 3 days. So any davar avi doesn't have to be meruba after the first 3 days. If it's a davar avi, if you're going to lose $10, you can do something to not lose the $10. So you can lose $10 doesn't mean you can do $10,000 worth of business. Right? The davar avi is the $10.
So,
if he has a store, how does it work? So there are three basic heterim that are employed in this discussion, and first let's talk about these heterim, and then we'll discuss how a person can maybe be more mahader, and we'll see in a minute. The first, which is an issue of controversy but has a good makar, are those who say, I have customers, and if I don't go do business, they'll go somewhere else, they'll find out that the other guy has a better price than me or better service than me. I said, davar avei, my customers are going to go elsewhere. So many people taina that it's a real taina. Now it has a makar here in Sivvav, the way it's explained by Shaches. In Sivvav, Sivzayin, Shaches goes to Sivzayin. Sivzayin, lahalvais loyde kechavim beribis. You're a bank, you make loans. You make a loan, beribis. That's not davar aved. I'm not going to lend him. So I just want to make money. La'oisam sheregilin lilvais mimenu, to a regular customer, muta la'avis la'meidei acherim, you're allowed to have others do it for you, to have a davar aved. Why is it a davar aved? It's a shaches. Shem lo yilvu lahem, yelchu la'acherim, v'yilvu lahem. If you don't go to me, you'll go to my competition. V'yargilim la'vayetzlam, v'yikapseida. And they're a new customer. They'll give his child a free lolly and they'll come back. So this is the first heter. Has a shach. Once the business is mutter, so then you don't have to throw away the profits. You have to throw away the profits. So this is the first heter. The heter is a qualified heter. It's only a heter for past customers. It's not a heter for a new customer who knocks on your door. So I don't know how you work this. If you have a business, you have to put a sign, faithful customers only. You have to have they have cards today in some businesses, right?
What's your phone number? It's not here. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. So I don't know exactly how you would run it. Maybe once he walks into the store, he's now a customer. You don't have to go elsewhere. I don't know.
But
what?
Close to new patients.
Close to new patients. Someone told me, he called his doctor. He hadn't gone for 5 years for a checkup. So he told him, I'm not there for 5 years. He says, you're not here 5 years? You have to sign up as a new customer. Fine, sign me up as a new customer. He says, we're not taking new clients. But anyway, this is heter number one. Now, Rav Sternbuch, that is heter, should apply chalamaya too. Now, if you sell something you can only go to Jews for, you sell gemaris. So you're not afraid today to go to Amazon for Gemara's too, but used to be you weren't afraid to go. But let's say you sell merchandise. They don't come to you, they'll find someone else and they'll go to him. So this heter should apply. If this is a davar aved, so it's a heter anytime you have a regular customer, then it's a davar aved. You keep on doing business with him.
Why does he need it on Talmud? He can't shop for
Talmud. The kashif amaisa. He's coming to do business by you. If he's going to go somewhere else, he's going to lose him. So, what? Abitachin is based on Shulchan Aruch. Whatever Shulchan Aruch says is what the halach is. So, what should I tell you? My father never did business on Chol Moed Pesach. Rav Sternbuch in the Me'adim Uzmanim says this heter only works if you don't close your business for vacation in the summer every year. He says if you close your business for vacation for a week, it doesn't mean the summer, the winter, at a time, are your customers are going to go elsewhere? So if you take care of your customers, it's not a taina. Zephification, you're not worried they're going to go to somebody else. So suddenly for Chalamayid or Avelis, you're worried? He says you have to be consistent. If it's a heter, it's a heter. Yontif, you have a choice. Are you close to Shabbos? Yontif, yeah, he doesn't tie. He tie in Zephir. The heter number two is in the Aruch HaShulchan, Sivkat Yud Aleph. The HaShulchan says, he says it three places. Here, Cholmayid, and I'm trying to remember the third place. I remember he says the three places that a person's Ika Parnasa is a Davar Aved. He says, when it talks about Paragamatia, it means you work, you're a farmer. Or you sell milk. On the side, you know, you dabble in business. You buy some stocks, you buy some merchandise. So when it talks about being a Davar Aved, it's not about such people. But if that's your main parnasa, that's what you live off. You rely on it. A person makes a certain amount of money a week, and that's why that's his livelihood. So Aruch HaShulchan writes that that's called the Davar Aved. Your main parnasa, that's always called the Davar Aved. Now we wonder, you know, he's talking to Litta, where you made your money and you went to buy food with it. Is he talking about people who have money in the bank? I don't know. But he had that, he says. He says that, like I say, it's a heter. Let's see if we can try to avoid having coming out to the heter. But that's what he says. If it's ikach yusay aparnasasai, then that's a heter. Again, it's a heter to do what? To do aide acherim. Davar aved, you have to get acherim to do the business. And if it's yesh aide acherim, only by have some ruba to gimel, and even lay have some ruba after gimel. The third heter, which says already in many of the later achrayim, it's also in Aruch HaShulchan, Sivkat and Vav. Gesher Achayim brings it. There's a sefer called by in Hilchas Avelus from a rabbi in Cincinnati about 100 years ago. Rav Palm used it as his Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Avelus. He held very much of the sefer. So there, he has another heter. He says, let's say you have obligations. You have workers. You're going to have to pay them. You're going to have to pay them. They get paid no matter what. Or you have rent. You have to pay rent for the store. So you have to pay your rent. You're going to tell the landlord, you know, this week I'm an oval, I'm not paying rent. That doesn't go. You're going to have to pay rent anyway. He says, that's also a davar aved. Your business has expenses which are not being covered. So that's a third type of davar aved. So you have here three aterim. Which basically, if someone needs a heter, typically one of the three apply. Either that they have set expenses to the business, or that it's chiyusay parnasasay, or that he's afraid his clients will go elsewhere, his customers will go somewhere else. So these are heterim, and they are heterim, and someone who wants to use the heter has a source on which to rely. The problem is, with all the heterim, it ends up that the whole iser, it comes to the point almost where if someone's an oval, you expect his business to be open. I mean, the avelim themselves don't go to work, but the business, you almost expect it to be open one way or the other. When I lost a brother in the 80s, Ramay Shabik told my parents they should wait till the morning of Yom Shlishi to open the business. I think he said, whatever's baked already, so you have to send out. But to manufacture new things, they should, the date of the Levi, they wouldn't have been open anyway. So it's basically to be closed one more day, and then B'Siyam Kekulei, and the third day to be open. The Avelim didn't go to work, but even Ayyadei Acherim, that's what they did.
Even if the business is jointly owned?
What about Shutfis, when sometimes both Shutfim are Avelim together? What is when they're not Shutfim? When they're not Avelim together? So there is a Yisoidis Dikachsam Sefer, which we have to see Sif Chaf Aleph. I'll tell you to turn the page. And Sif Chaf Aleph, it has the halachas of Shutfim. And from there, we'll see the Dikachsam Sefer. Right, if it's a Dover or Aveit for the customer, so that the Pischei Tshuva brings. That if it's sometimes a davar aved for the customer, You have a customer who relies on you. He manufactures belts, and you make belt buckles. See, he's in his business. He needs the belt buckles. He can't make a belt without the belt buckles. So if it's a tavarai for the customer, I believe the Pesachei Tshuva brings that that's also mutter. In Pesachei Tshuva back in Aleph, he says, Davaravid, if it's davar for others, it's also a heter. So in Beis he says, "Miyesh davar avi lekayna im lo yikne mutalim kalay." He's got a store and he stocks only your merchandise. So if you don't sell it, he won't be open. So also that's a heter. So that is a heter. What?
Would that be the first day?
That's a heter. Well, again, if it's a hefsid meruba, it's not even the first. If it's not even the first day of the achirim. Through him, only if it's a davar, only if it's hefsid meruba.
What happens if it's life threatening for the customer?
Life-threatening, there's no shayla.
He would be allowed to do it even
in life-threatening, there's no...
That's not
the Pesachei Tshuva. Yeah, I understand. Okay. All right, let's see Sifchaf Aleph. Shutfim. Shnei shutfim chenvanim. You have two shutfim who have a store. She'ira ovel le'echad mehem. And only one is an ovel. Nayelim chanusam. Shalayasa ha'shutif b'ferhesya. We close it in a way that the non-oval shutif, who's running the business, should do it quietly. But quietly, he can do business. If it's known, also l'sheni lasi sevil b'tech beisai, because farhesia is aser. Now here, b'sei beisai, he doesn't mean he does the paperwork. It means he takes customers. So the customers come in, and you're not fooling anybody. He knows that the oval, that the shutif is an oval. He says that you shouldn't do it at all. This is if it's not a davar aved. It's davar aved, we have the old heter. Even if it's not a davar aved, the shutif b'tech beisai can do business. But not if it's a known thing that he's doing business for everybody. What?
Profits
so it seems here profits has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with, there's no wisdom to make profits. Yes, there is to do. As a matter of fact, the halacha is that if you have a salesman, you have somebody who buys and sells your merchandise, but he's not paid a salary, not your worker. You give him merchandise, he sells it, and you get your price, and he gets the difference. So a salesman is allowed to do work, even though he's doing work with, even though the oval is having profit. What's the difference? The salesman is doing his own business. A kabbalah is allowed to do business. On Shabbos, a goyish kabbalah is allowed to do business. A person is allowed to give his merchandise. Now, the salesman is working for you. You pay him a salary. It's aser. But if you give it, and he goes around selling things himself, if he's a yid, it's awesome. You don't have enough from a yid's work on Shabbos. But a guy, you don't require him to do it on Shabbos. And he goes and does whatever business he does. So then that's mutter. Because the guy, it's his own business. Once he's a kablin, it's his own business. The same thing here. The kablon is mutter, a salesman is mutter. And yeah, commission would be the same. It's at the end of Sif, I think. It says this heter of a salesman.
How is the shooter, the silent shooter, different from someone who
Salesman case?
Not the same.
Do
someone else the bottle, the bell bottle,
if it's a davar ave, the shooter is allowed to do it. We're talking about it's not a davar ave. No, we're talking about this Sif Chafav is when it's not a davar. Davar ave, we have a heter of Sif A. Now, well, it's not a davar ave. The shutif wants to make money. He wants to make profits. So he's allowed to sell things for sech beis. Now the minik ha'olam, and I say ha'olam, it's hard to say minik by avelus, but the minik ha'rabanim is to try to use the chsam sefer here in Pesachei Tshuva Dalet, and hachacham ein baraishai. A person has to ahead of time know about the heter. Sivkat and Dalit, Pesachei Tshuva. I am Shul Sam Seifer. Simin Shinchav Dalit, Shin Nishal. May Rav Echad, Oidai, Shinagu, Be Irai. This Rav said, I have a problem. They have a minig in my town. that while he's in Aninus, he sells his business to one of his friends, and he does the business for the 7 days, and then he sells it back. It's like a Mechiras Chamis type thing. He sells the business by Aninus to someone else, the other person runs it, and then, is that a heter to sell the business? We'll see that in a minute. Veheshiv, hine shamati megaonim kshishai, shemhayu shutvim, that if they were shutvim, the echa mekrivi ashit of geiseis, and one of the krivim of the shituf is a geiseis. There's no aninus yet. Geiseis means he's still alive, but he's dying. Tzivu lishloyach aide echa menemane akihila. That during Gesisa, not Adinus, during Gesisa, one Shotif is Mavatal and she's Chelik in the Shotif. And the agreement should be no profits that week. If afterwards he gives him the profits anyway, as long as he's not obligated to, then that's a heter. Hirazu the chayna to do it during a sisa, that's proper. Shai meicha shaloi bisho shadayin karav chay. He's selling his part of the business when he's not a novel. The karav is still alive. Abu menida didan. But in our case, kishazayimid b'chanusa yaimru schirehu. In our case, he didn't sell it till after the karav died. So he's saying is, it's funny, you say people will understand this. By Gesisa, they'll understand he sold his business. By Aninus, people say, will say, what do you mean he sold his business? When he's an Ainin, he's busy with his mace. And they're looking at it differently. Omnam Yeshlumitzchus Alamatirin. Dalaroy Loyochl is Vatum Mischirosum cause Aini Mehavel. Says, why are they makel? Now it seems to do it Bishas Kasisa, everyone's good with it. To do it after Misa is Malamitzchus, because people can't be Mavatl Mischirosum cause Shivisi Mehavel. Mam Siam Lam Heter Acher Gimel Yamin. Vaibishu Dover Avik Shiore Kishiore Iveres. It's like a davar ave, like a passing sale. They live by Belis Paradise, a kedaima. Okay, Baruch Hu Rabbi Miyuta. You hear the lashon. Baruch Hu Rabbi Miyuta. They said, let's take the lesser evil. Vatok tzas b'shas aninus. The bava hikol plukta. Lismech ahamekul bavol shiyamin acher b'chanusa yadei ramis mechira laacher. By zed yapani l'sabli yimei avei lekedin. V'mkiyin daiti noichem b'amekilin enuches b'kayach b'dush yishayim. It's not a ringing endorsement. The writing is to do it b'shas kasisa, which when I'm involved with people in such a situation, I tell them to do it b'shas kasisa. But very often it's too late. It's b'shas aninus. So b'shas aninus, he says, b'baycha rabbi miyuta. If you're going to run the business anyway, so do it this way. Do it by selling or being meichel your chelik in the business for the week. And then the prophets make a right, they have to go to the other person, and then it's a heter for a person to do it. So this is the practiced idea by shutvis. It's easy, even not by shutvis. This is the practice. Paratory doesn't do anything because you still own it. You have to actually give ownership away. Power of attorney, you still own it. You just give me someone else the harshah. That doesn't help you. The problem is not the profit. The problem is the business. Why is the business open? The problem has nothing to do with the profit. The problem is the business. Why is the business open? He's trying to find business for attorneys that they should be, have to get involved in this. The problem is the business. Make it ahead of time. Okay. If they know what they're doing, if they're aware of it. They're aware of it. It's something that can be done. And what? It's a very strange thing. So Sefer seems to say, if you do it before the death, then it's not for Hesiel. If you do it after death, then it is for Hasid. So it must be this for Hasid. So it must be that he means if people will ask, and he'll tell them, it's still hard. So if he's an Einan, people will laugh. Sure, he's an Einan, he sold the business. If you say he sold the business beforehand,
yeah.
No, that's like Ksisa 72 hours. Right? A Ksisa is going to die in 70 hours, but I don't think he means Ksisa Dafka anyway. Yeah.
So if I have a partner who has some relative somewhere in China who died, you
right. Assuming they're Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an oval. Nothing to do with the dead person, it has to do with the oval. When a person dies with no craving, there's no. If a born partner dies, he has no relatives, that's fine. It's not fine for him, but it's fine. There's no business, Shaila. Right, so this is the other sifim have to do with farming and other things, but this is basically the issue of defining, keeping a business. We have the three Davar Aved cases, we have the situations, the Shailas that come up. A wife is considered not Aidei Acher. Anybody who's Beisai is not, he's supposed to do it Aidei Acher. He can do it Aidei Acher. And if he's needed to do it, but Sina, he wants to go up to the computer and do a little bit of his straightening out his work. So if it's Efsa Aidei Acherim, if it's Efsa Meruba within 3 days, Efsa Gadol after 3 days. I don't know, sometimes you have a situation with an accountant who's, accountant's relatives are supposed to die in the first half of April. It's not a joke, it's serious. I mean, very seriously, it's a difficult thing. Now, some tax returns you give someone else to do. It's not always that way. Some people have complicated business arrangements, and it's a double obligation that the accountant does. What?
Push the death off. Find an extension.
Find an extension for the Malcham Abbas. I don't know. I don't know where you apply for that. Now, I want to say that it depends. It really depends on the situation. My understanding is that people are entitled to refunds. Are not penalized for filing late.
Right. Right.
So really, a person, it's not a head to do all of the everything. It's a head to do those that are a davar aved. If it's Efsa Meruba, you could do it Bitsina, even Taich Gimel Yamim. If it's not Meruba, then you should wait till after 3 days.
What's in the stores? You put a sign outside that I sold this before, one of the cases? Because who are we looking at? The Eilam? We're looking at himself.
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know, the Paiskim write, the store should be open, the Chalmaita says such a lashon, the door should only be half open. Not so practical, it depends. Rishalayim, okay. It's not as practical, but it's a heta. Now, what? So what I mean is, there are three types of davar aved, the molechat chila is to do some cipher. Best lechat chila is to be closed, if it's shayach. But if not, then you would have the I meant this Chassam Seifer. The it's not only a shutif, it's anybody that you give. That's the case of some Seifer was asked. Wasn't a shutif, it was to another person. I want to mention to you that regarding Shtarei Shabbos, there are many businesses, especially in healthcare, that have to be open Shabbos. And their Shtarei Shabbos, I don't like to get involved with Shtarei Shabbos because the way I learned, it has to be done seriously, that the profits go to somebody else, and I always tell people, go to someone else. They say, no, I want you to do it. And if you do it with me, it's going to cost you a couple of $1,000, and then you'll find out all your competition, it doesn't cost them anything. So I never want to do it with anybody. I did a grada for one person who was in my shiur for many years. I'm very close with him. So I did a shtar Shabbos. It costs him a significant amount of money every year, but Baruch Hashem, he's doing very, very well. I just had an incident this month with somebody who went into his father's business, and they opened another division, so to speak, his healthcare. So he said, he asked me if I could do the Shtar Shabbos. I said, go to whoever did it last time. Last time, Belsky did it. Belsky did it the right way. He says, who's the guy? This and this person. How much money does he get? He said, he gets $5. $5 a year? No, they gave him $5 the first year. I said, doesn't sound like Rebelsky. Send me the shtar. So he faxes me the shtar. Now, people are very makel, but I knew it wasn't Rebelsky shtar because on the amount of money, it said in letters $10,000, and in parentheses, it said $8,000. In other words, it wasn't even written right. You know, you have the figure in numbers and in letters. I said $10,000, and then in parentheses, it said $8,000. You know, definitely not Rebelsky. So I told him I can't help him. So he came back to me. He says, Taka, not Rebelsky. Somebody gave it to them and told them it's Rebelsky. But now they investigated. They came to Rebelsky. That's Rebelsky Pesd. And he said he didn't do things that way. So I just want to tell you that, you know, all these shtaris, it should be done right. These things should be done right. And some cipher, you have to be willing to give up the money during Avelus. So same says, and afterwards, they say it's okay, it's okay. But I don't know, is that really the way it should be? I mean, if a person is stuck for the money, is one thing. But the ideal thing is that if you sell your business and it's during Avelus, a person should forego the profits of the Avelus. I just want to explain, profit is not everything you make during that time. Let's say someone's making, just to keep the numbers simple, someone's making $6 million a year in his business. Shabbos and Yontif is 1/6 of the days. So he gives it, Shabbos and Yontif, to his to a guy. Now, if you're going to take all the income on Shabbos and don't discount the expenses, he's going to make a lot of money, more than a sixth of your profits. So the way Ishtar should be written, for those who are, the way Rav Dovid Feinstein told me to do it, the way it's written is that you write a shtar where they rent your facility, they rent your car, your machinery, whatever it is, they buy into the insurance expenses, they pay rent or a fee for your expenses, in exchange they get the profits. So the profits are not all the money that comes into the store, you know, it goes into the cash register, all the money goes in, minus the expenses. And that's the way your shtar is written. It's a complicated shtar. And that's the way it's written. It's really based on bottom line. And some businesses, Shabbos Yontif, by definition, have a smaller bottom line. Some have a bigger. Some Shabbos and Sunday are the biggest.
If you're losing money, it's a good deal.
If you're losing money, it's a good deal. Yeah, yeah. All right, next week I'm going to go Shin Pei Aleph. It's a Rechitza V'Sichah La'Avodah.